今天我们的信息题目是这世代的需要。
Today the title for the sermon is the needs of this generation.
那今天是父亲节嘛，大家都知道。
And today is Father's Day.
父亲节是一个很好的机会，提醒身为儿女的要向父亲感谢，并做一个孝顺的好孩子。
Father's Day is a good opportunity to remind the children so that they can be thankful for their fathers and they can also think of how they can be an obedient child.
父亲节也是一个很好的机会提醒像我身为父亲的要好好思想自己在儿女的心中是一个怎么样的一个父亲呢？思想当如何来做一个更好的爸爸。
It is also a good opportunity to remind fathers so that they can think about what kind of father they are in their children's lives and also think about how to be a better father.
我们身处在一个蛮不好的世界，大家都看到这个世界有很多的不好。Yeah.
We are in a world that is imperfect and we can see the imperfections every day.
但仔细看很清楚的会发现这个世代是一个缺乏父爱的时代。
And you can see if you look deeper that this generation is a generation that is lack of the fatherly love.
有个组织他们每年都做一些分析，根据2023年美国人口普查局的数据呢，有1780万的孩子，将近四分之一的孩子，家里是没有不管是亲生父亲或养父或继父，没有父亲居住的同在。
This is a consensus report in 2023. So about nearly 18 million children, about one out of four, they live without a father, whether it's a biological father, step or adoptive father.
这个在他们研究呢，每年都是其实结果都是差不多一样的。这个研究的结果就父亲的缺席，会有很多的不幸的的方式来影响到孩子，对孩子很不好。而父亲的存在，对孩子甚至对母亲，都有很多正面积极的影响。
And the study shows that the absence of a father can affect the children in many, many ways. But the presence of a father can make a positive difference in the lives of both the children and the mothers.
从小生长环境没有爸爸的同在的，他们更多，很明显的更多人后来会落于贫穷。
More of the children who would end up in poverty if they did not grow up with a father.
没有父亲同在的家庭的小孩，那有些不管是生孩子或是小孩子成长，他们身体都更不健康。
They're likely to have health issues.
那少女很容易有少女孕妇的机会也极其比较大。
There are more chance for teenager pregnancy in those households.
更不要讲犯罪作奸的人比率也极其高。
And not to mention the proportion is also higher going to prison or committing a crime.
那吸毒、酗酒啦，退学，这更是比例高的，比有爸爸在家的人高的很多。
It also shows more occurrences of drug and alcohol abuses or dropping out of schools.
但其实我们知道这世代啊，不只是单亲妈妈的家庭中的孩子缺乏父爱。
But we know that in this world, it's not just that the children of single mothers that they lack fatherly love.
其实呢，因着种种的原因，爸爸太忙了，爸爸太自私了，爸爸不负责任。缺乏爱心，种种原因导致呢，即使有爸爸在家里的孩子呢，也仍然缺乏父爱。
And due to various reasons, such as being too busy, being too selfish, being irresponsible, or they are or the lack of love, etc. Even if there is a father at home, the children in those homes, they still lack fatherly love.
我们基督徒不是要来批评、来论断这个世代啊，而是我们要诚实的来看这世代的需要。
As Christians, we should not criticize this generation, but we should take a deeper look at it and see what it needs.
在神的恩典与真理中，我们不但要自己更好哈，而且要帮助别人也成为更好。
So that in God's power and truth, not only that we can become better selves, but also we can help others to become better in their own life.
所以今天我们要一起从天父的爱来认识父亲的爱。
So today, we want to see the love of our heavenly Father from the love.
那一方面
，Sorry, we want to see the love of our Father from the love of the heavenly Father.
那一则是让我们能够体会啊天父的爱及父亲的爱，用来帮助我们在爱中。来感恩，来回应，要做天上的啊和地上的父亲，都我们都做好孩子哈，不管是天父的好孩子，还是地上的父亲的好孩子哈。
On the one hand, it allows us to experience the love of the Heavenly Father as well as the love of our Father, so that we can be grateful, so that we can also respond in love.And become good children of the Father in heaven as well as on earth.
另外呢，也是要让我们来啊，从天父的爱里面哈，我们看到一个好的榜样，希望我们效法天父啊啊来做啊，来给这世界有父爱，甚至我们啊做爸爸的当然更应该，甚至不是做爸的啊，我们仍然能够效法天父的爱，给孩子和给这世界，让这世代。更多的父爱。
On the other hand, it also gives us a good example of how our Heavenly Father loves us, so that we can follow that example and be good people in this world, especially for fathers, to bring more fatherly love to this world.
下面我会用三方面来看天父的爱哈。第一个，我们就来看这个爱和供给的哈。
We will look at the Heavenly Father's love from three aspects. First, love provides.
天父给我们的这个供给的爱啊，是全备的。
His love for us provides for us completely.
他供给我们身心灵一切的需要的。
And He provides for us in all aspects.
不是只是啊，给点钱或让你吃饱，让你有住，在爱里面的供给是供给了我们全人的需要。
He's not just giving us a bit of money, a roof, or food. He is giving us the love that takes care of our whole body, mind, and spirit.
如诗篇二十三篇的第一到第三节说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
In Psalm 23, verse 1 to 3, it tells us, The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake.
神给我们的供给是我们全人的需要。
He provides completely for us.
我们在神里面可以得到完全的满足，一无缺乏。
And in Him, we lack nothing.
所以我们爱人，尤其做爸爸的爱孩子，我们有时候做母亲的也帮助的爸爸，我们爱孩子的时候要眷顾他身心灵的需要。
Therefore, as fathers,when we love our children, we should care for all their needs in their body, in their mind, and in their spirit.
第二是神的供给是有智慧的。
And second, God's love has wisdom in it.
在马太福音第六章啊三十一到三十三节这样说，所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 31 to 33 it says, so do not worry saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly father knows that you need them, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
请特别注意哈，不是说所有你们希望有的全都给你们，这边是说需用的哈，你所需要的神都会给你。
Here, it emphasizes that it's not that all you want will be given to you. Here it says all you need will be given to you.
因为我们要的可能不是最好的，我们所要的可能有时候不能够成为我们的帮助哈。
Because sometimes what we want may not be the best for us, and they may not even help us.
那在马太第七章十一节这样说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人？
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 11 it tells us, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
这个好东西是说你想要你求的。OK, 神如同礼物一般的来送给你。
Here the good gifts means that things that you wanted, you asked for, God gave it to you as a gift.
所以神眷顾我们，不但把一切所需要的给我们啊，我们喜欢我们要的好东西，神也要给我们。
So not only he gives us all the things that we need, he also gives us the things that we desire.The good things that we desire.
但这好东西有时候太多了也不见得好的。
But sometimes too much of the good stuff may not be good.
有人呢就不适合太有钱的。
For example, some people are not suitable to have too much money.
因为太有钱了他就出毛病了。
Because they may do something bad with those money.
有些人也不能太有权的哈，有权势有地位。
And some people may not be suitable to have a lot of power.
因为他呢，你如果太多权柄、地位，他就骄傲，他就乱用权柄了。
Because that may lead him to abuse the power that he has, or it may cause him to be proud of himself.
所以在箴言三十章八到九节这样说：求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐我需用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Therefore in Proverbs chapter 30 verse 8 to 9 it tells us, keep falsehood and lies far from me, give me neither poverty nor richesBut give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
所以呢，我们其实有些东西要，神没有给哈，那你要想我的生命能不能够承担那么多的好哈。
So sometimes when we ask but didn't receive from God,Maybe we should think about, can we handle that much of the good stuff?
可能有时候我们有时候不明白啊，都觉得越多越好的。
Sometimes we don't understand, so we want more and more.
但我们做父母，我们做成人的，我们有时候教育子女的时候，我们可能会比较明白哈。
But you probably can have a better understanding when you teach the same principle to your children.
有一个很可爱的小男孩。
There was a lovely boy.
他很听话。
He was very obedient.
爸爸也非常疼爱他。
And his father loved him deeply.
他有一天呢，就说：“爸爸，我很想吃冰淇淋。”
And one day he asked his dad. He said, "Dad, I want to have ice cream."
爸爸说：“你可以自己去拿呀。”你也就够高了，你可以去拿，你拿碗哈、啊，就去自己去挖。
The dad says that, oh, you're tall enough, you can go get the ice cream yourself. Go get a bowl and reach to the ice cream and get some into the bowl for yourself.
结果呢，爸爸就走开，回头一看，这小 boy 啊，挖了一大碗冰淇淋啊。
And the dad stepped away, but when he returned, he found that.The boy got himself a huge bowl of ice cream.
他就把那一盒冰淇淋都挖了半盒了哈。
He took half of the bucket from the ice cream bucket.
那爸爸就说啊，可爱的小孩啊，你怎么挖那么多嘞
？And the dad asked, "How come you got so much ice cream for yourself?"
他笑笑说，我喜欢啊。
And the boy said, "Because I love ice cream."
他爸还没吃就把他。挖了一半放回盒子里去了啊
！And the dad took some of the ice cream back into the bucket.
那爸爸就跟这孩子解释啊，爸爸很爱你哈，所以吃太多不好哈。
And he explained to the boy by saying, "I love you very much, but too much ice cream is not good for you."
这孩子很乖，他也笑笑的，他没有不高兴啊，笑笑的很好。
And the obedient child, he was really lovely, and he said, "Okay."
那爸爸回头想想，他真的明白吗
？And the dad thought a bit further.
就回头去问啊，问这个小孩子说：“爸爸给你一大碗冰淇淋比较爱你，还是给你半碗冰淇淋比较爱你啊
？”And so he asked the child, "Do you think I love you more by giving you a big bowl of ice cream, or by giving you just half a bowl of the ice cream?"
这小 boy 看看爸爸，笑笑说：“一大碗。
”And the boy says, "A big bowl."
我就想到我们基督徒是不是也是这样子呢
？So I thought that is it the same for us Christians?
在神面前，我们总是希望更多更好，甚至有时候不满足哈。
In front of God, sometimes we ask a lot more, and we're not content with what we already received.
但是呢，有智慧的父亲，是照我们所需要的，是给我们最好的。也是给我们恰到好，不多不少。
But a father with wisdom, he gives us the best. He gives us just the right amount.
所以我们要明白父神的爱，我们也要效法父神的爱。
And so we must understand his love, and we should also follow the example of his love.
第二个，我们来效法父神的爱呢？我们重复看到是爱会保护的。
And the second aspect of God's love is that, His love protects.
首先，我们对身体上面的保护哈。
First, let's talk about protection of our bodies.
在诗篇121篇这边讲到，我们的神保护我们，他不打盹也不睡觉，日夜。24/7随时都是看顾我们。
In Psalm 121, it tells us that our God neither slumber nor sleep. He takes care of us 24/7.
我真的好希望弟兄姊妹在我们成长的过程里面，时常记得神是怎么样的保护了我们。
I always want our brothers and sisters to think.That as we grew up, how God has protected us.
我还没有真的很认识神的时候，我也有一次严重的生病啊，神都让我康复。
Before I actually become a serious believer of Him, I had a pretty serious sickness once, and He healed me.
我在我20岁的时候，我有胸腔的手术，我清楚看到神，经历到神与我的同在，神对我的保护。
When I was 20 years old, I had a big operation in my chest, and that's where I saw how He protected me.
我心爱的妻子不止一次的得重病。
My wife experienced several episodes of serious illnesses.
在这过程里面，我也看到神是何等的眷顾我们，安慰我们，也让我们从这病痛中胜过出来。
And in those times, I saw how God protected us and how He healed her.
我的女儿在两岁多的时候发高烧，我跟师母半夜两三点的时候，我们忽然坐起来醒来，看她已经窒息，及时的抢救。
My daughter, when she was 2 years old, she had a high fever. Both me and my wife, we woke up suddenly from the middle of the night. We sit up on the bed and saw our daughter, and she had no breath. So we had to give her an emergency we had to save her with the emergency.
我很难想象，如果神没有把我们叫醒，我失去这女儿，我这一生是如何的痛苦。
I cannot imagine that if we were not woken up by our God, how I would lose my dear daughter, and how painful I would have been.
我的大儿子也在不到三岁的时候，从书架上掉摔下来，书架整个敲到他的头上，敲了个大洞。
My older son, around 3 years old, he fell and the bookshelf caused a hole in his head.
你看他今天还好好的。
Thankfully, he's good today.
我的小儿子也一样，都经历到神特别的眷顾。
And my younger son.Similarly, he also experienced how God protected him.
他有一次他手肘撞裂了，一个很大的裂缝。
One time that he was injured seriously.
结果我们赶紧去医治啊。
And that was on his hand, and we went to the hospital.
一个礼拜后去重新再查，看到那个缝还是蛮大的。
But after a week, the gap was still there in his hand.
我就跟医生讲说怎么回事，你没有接好啊，这样以后，他说没关系没关系，以后就是骨头上有一个疤嘛，那个也看不到，他年轻无所谓了，都会长好的了。
And I was worried, I told the doctor that the gap is still there, is there something wrong with that? And the doctor dismissed me, he said nothing's wrong, he should heal and it should be okay.
那他还找了另外一个医生来一起来想convince, 就在说服我说不要担心。
And he got another doctor to convince me together, to talk me out of the worries.
但我心里祷告啊，我也跟他们讲，你们是专业医生，骨科医生，我不是专业，但是我做爸爸的，我看这个就是不大好啊。
So I prayed, I said that you guys are professionals, and I am not, but I am a dad. I know it's not good for him.
那我也不能跟他们争吵啦，我心里祷告，我也就回去了。
But I didn't want to fight with them. But still I prayed and I went back home.
我告诉你，第二天不到早上六点钟电话铃响了，我被电话吵醒了。
And the next day, earlier, before 6 o'clock, our phone rang.
那个医生打来的。
It was that doctor.
他说，派瑟利亚，我睡不着觉。
He said, Pastor Lee, I couldn't sleep.
他想说爸爸这么爱孩子，我要想办法。
He said, as a dad, you love your child so much, and I must think of a way.
他说有一个年轻医生，我已经帮你约好了，你八点钟就到他的办公室，他会帮你儿子接更好。
And he said that, I know a younger doctor. I know he is good. I made an appointment for you, and you go there by 8 o'clock, and he will help your son.
原来他们这些就外科手术医生都起得很早，准备要开刀的，他已经帮我安排了。我们去以后是一个外国的年轻医生，我告诉你，他看了片子以后，他把石膏拆掉，他硬是用把它挤压了，然后重新包了以后，我看不到痕迹，一下就好。
It was they are busy doctors, so it was really hard to get an appointment. But he helped us with the appointment. We went there. It was a doctor from a foreign country, and he looked at the injury and he untied the bandage, and he retied it very tightly. And when we look at the image, I cannot see any gap. And that was the beginning of the healing process.
我讲这些种种数算不完的。
I tell you this, and there's so much that I cannot count them all.
很多很多可怕的车祸，我们竟然全身而退，一点问题都没有。
Car accidents, we serious car accidents that we escaped from, that none of us got hurt.
我希望大家回想，我们要感恩。神在一生里面多少次的保护我们
？I want you to think back in your life, how many times He has protected you.
神不但保护我们身体的健康，保护我们的心灵的。
And not only He protects our bodies, He also protects our minds.
我们在世上有时候我们 get hurt 受伤，我们难过。
Sometimes we get hurt and we suffer.
神就安慰我们。
And He comes in to comfort us.
神也感动适当的人来安慰我们。
He also moved those people to comfort us.
有时候我们面临种种的挑战，我们心中里，那神就叫我们祷告。
Sometimes we face challenges and God moved us to pray to Him.
让我们从神那边能够怎么样？能够我们让我们心里的平安，出人意外的平安赐给我们。
And so that we can receive the peace from Him, transcending all understanding.
但有时候，我们不管是本性还是生长的环境，我们的心灵有污秽，我们有罪恶的思想。
Sometimes, whether by ourselves or by the environment we're in.We have evil thoughts in our minds.
那圣灵就帮助我们 transform 来更新我们的心意，让我们更清洁，更来向主，更来就是有一个完好的心来在神的面前。
But the Holy Spirit transformed us by renewing our minds so that we can have a cleaner conscience before our Lord.
神不但保守我们的身心，也更保护我们的灵。
He also protects our spirit.
刚刚我们读了诗篇二十三篇第三节说，它使我们的灵魂苏醒，使我们为自己的名引导我走义路。
Again, this is from Psalm 23:1-3. It says, "He refreshes my soul; He guides us along the right paths for His name's sake."
在帖撒罗尼迦后书的第三章第三节说，但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, it says, But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one.
我们做在世上做深深的父，我们即使很爱孩子，我们因着时间、能力各方面的局限，我们没有办法顾到孩子全面的需要，随时的需要。
As fathers in this world, even though we love our children, but because we're limited by time and space, we cannot take care of all their needs.
但爱我们的父神，却全时间的、随时随刻的来眷顾我们，来保护我们，让我们身心灵都在他的爱中得到保护。
But our Heavenly Father.Provides constant help at all times. He protects us at all times, and He loves us at all times.
所以我们应该在父神的爱的帮助下提醒下，我们做父亲的也应当尽力的来爱我们的孩子。
Therefore, under the example of our Heavenly Father, the fathers in this world.Should try their best to love their children.
那我们做不到怎么办
？To protect them, but what if we cannot do that?
我们祷告啊。
We pray.
我们祷告，我们对爱的人，我们很多东西，我们有时候真的是鞭长莫及也好，能力缺乏也好，我们要真的来求爱我们的神，将他的爱临在我们的。所爱的孩子，所爱的人的身上。
We pray for our loved ones, Because sometimes we cannot help them. Sometimes we we're not available to help them. In those situations, we must pray to our Heavenly Father because He can provide all the helps.
第三个我们要讲就是爱会栽培会建造。
And the third aspect of God's love is that His love builds.
我们做好爸爸啊，神是模范，他爱我们，他当然会教育来帮助我们成长哈。
Our Heavenly Father is an example because He helps us, He teaches us, and He also builds us up.
在以弗所书二章第十节这样说：“我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。”
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以神不但创造了我们，给我们生命哈，那我们犯罪又拯救我们，给我们新生命。不只是这样，他要一直来塑造我们，帮助我们成为更好的人，活出神要我们活出的美好与灿烂。
So we can see that not only God created us to give us a life, He also saved us and give us a new life.Not only so, He continues to teach us and to help us grow so that we can be better people and we can do good things.
我们常说哎呀神的话我听不到啊。
And sometimes we would say, I cannot hear what He's saying.
我不知道神要我做什么样的决定真是很难啊。
I don't know what kind of decisions He wants me to make. It's very hard for me.
但神明明地赐下了我们圣经啊。
But God gives us the Bible.
所以我一直鼓励大家，我们每天好好的读圣经，好不好
？Therefore, I encourage you to read the Bible.
也鼓励大家来好好的查经。
And to follow the Bible study.
因为读了不明白，我们也得不到那好处啊。
Because when you read His word, if you couldn't understand His word, you didn't get any benefit from them.
小朋友今天也有背这经文啊。
And you saw our children that they recited the scriptures today.
提摩太后书的三章十六到十七节。
And especially this one, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
那神不但教导哈，神也管教。
Not only God teaches, He also disciplines.
我们在这里，我们做爸爸的和我们其实不做爸爸，我们做长辈，我们做妈妈的。我们都要希望能够以身作则哈，要厌恶恶啊，厌恶罪恶，要殷勤的行善。
For fathers, actually not just fathers, but everyone, for the children's sake, we should set an example, by hating evil and by doing good.
因为神是公义的神哈。
Because our God is a righteous God.
他是圣洁的神。
And He is a holy God.
虽然神会赦免我们，他有永不止息的爱哈，但是他要我们真的成长，要我们好啊。
Even though He will forgive our sins, even though He has everlasting love for us, but He wants us to grow and to be better.
是的，他会赦免我们，避免那永远的审判，让我们仍然。不落入阴间啊！我们会，神的儿女，我们神上天，我们与神同乐，同享神的荣耀。
Yes, He will forgive us, and He will so that we can avoid His final judgment.
但是犯错，神会管教的。
But when we make mistakes, He will discipline us.
犯错会让我们在这今世减少了蒙福的机会。
Because making mistakes reduces the chances for us to receive the blessings.
因为神说他所爱的，他一定管教啊。
God tells us that He will discipline those He loves.
他说管教的时候，当时不觉得快乐，反觉愁苦。没有人喜欢被说、被骂、被打，哈。
And He told us that no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful.
但是神管教以后是为了我们什么呀？让我们有平安，是走在公义正义的路上。
But the result of disciplining is to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace.
所以啊，神会管教哈，爱有管教。
Therefore, God will discipline because He loves us.
所以我们爱人也不能过于宠爱，而不在真理之中。
That's why we cannot spoil our children, and we cannot love them, without truth.
那神也修剪。
And next, we know that God also prunes.
修剪在这边你也可以包括了管教，但是也更多呀，会牵涉到另外一层面的帮助我们生命的啊兴盛与美好。
Here, it includes disciplining, but also it says that it helps us so that we can be more fruitful.
因为在爱里面啊，父亲都希望孩子更好、更成功，都会尽力的来帮助他们。
Because in love, all the fathers they hope their children to be good and successful, and they would try their best to help.
所以一切阻碍他生命的成长，一切阻碍他发挥神给他的恩赐才干的东西呢，他希望把它都挪掉。
And the father hopes to remove anything that can prevent the child from growing healthily.
哪些东西神会帮我们修剪呢？
What kind of things God would prune for us?
哪怕还那些东西没有结出什么罪恶，但是阻碍了我们灵命的成长。
Even though those things may not be too obvious to see.
譬如说，我们领受的新生命是一个爱的生命。
For example, the new life that we received is a life of love.
一个自私的人就很难尽心的爱神，尽心的爱人了。
A selfish person would not be able to love God or love people with his best.
所以神会帮助我们把那自私 的个性和那样子的偏向给剪除掉。
Therefore, God will help us by pruning the selfishness in us.
比如说有些事情不节制。
Another thing is lack of self-control.
那有些方面太懒惰，浪费时间。
Or laziness, or the tendency to waste time.
荒废了他的才能。
The tendency to waste his talents.
一些不好的习惯。
Bad habits.
不是太好的嗜好。
Unhealthy habits.
好高骛远，不脚踏实地。
Unrealistic goal setting.
东搓西搞的不专心。
Distractions.
我们每个人不一样，有不一样的地方需要神来修剪。
We have all different aspects that needs pruning from God.
神爱我们。
He loves us.
神用种种的方式向我们彰显。
And He reveals His love in many ways.
我们今天讲到三方面哈。
And we talked about from three aspects.
爱会供给。
His love provides.
在供给方面，它是给全人全备的需要。
And He provides for us completely.
在供给的时候，神又有智慧。
And He provides with wisdom.
的智慧是我们需用的、必要的，他一定会给我们的。
And whatever that we need, He would definitely provide for us.
你想要、你认为的好东西，如果真正对你好，神也会给你的。
Anything that you desire for, if it's truly good for you, He will also provide.
你想要你对你好的东西，神也会有智慧，照他的的智慧给你，照顾他的分量，照顾他的时间， 各方面神用智慧的来给你。
And he would provide to you at the right time with the right amount.
神爱我们，他保护我们。
His love protects.
他不但保护我们身体的健康，各方面免于伤害危险，他更保护我们的心，保护我们的灵。
He protects us from dangers. He also protects our minds and our spirits.
神希望我们成长，被建立起来，被塑造起来，能够活出我们美好灿烂的生命，甚至成为许许多多人的帮助与祝福。
He wants us to grow up healthily. He wants us to become a blessing for many people.
他给我们圣灵与我们同在，时时的来引领我们。
He gave us the Holy Spirit to be with us, so that we can be guided constantly.
他给我们话语，也借着圣灵的帮助，让我们明白。
He gave us His word, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can understand them.
我们都有软弱，我们都需要神时时的提醒，甚至有时候的管教。
We all have weaknesses, and we need His constant reminder. We also need His discipline.
我们有许许多的地方妨害了我们多结果子，神也会来修剪。
And sometimes we have aspects that need to be pruned, and God does that for us.
我们今天在这父亲节特别来更认识了神对我们的爱。
On this Father's Day, we know God better for His love.
因为我们不仅是对神的爱有更认知哈，我们真的要来回应他的爱，看神这么爱我们。我们理所当然的来爱神。
May we not only know His love, but also are willing to respond to His love.
因为在爱神，我们就得更认识到神的爱，也更领受到了神的爱。以后我们更有智慧，效法神的爱去爱人。
Because that would help us to follow His example and to love others.
一个真正领受神的爱，明白神的爱，回应神的爱的爸爸，会一定会做一个更好的爸爸。
A father who understands God's love, who responds to God's love, will become a better father.
我们有时候真是不知道我们这一生到底我为什么这样子？在座大部分都比我年轻哈、只有。其实回想人生里面，我们的人生真的是很有意义吗
？Many of you sitting here are younger than me, but I want to ask: when you look at your life, the life that you already lived, do you see the meaning in it?
神说，如果没有爱，这一生都没有意义的。
God tells us that if there's no love.Then there is no meaning.
你活在爱中，而且活出爱在你的生活之中吗
？Did you are you living in love? Can you live out the love in you?
我再次问，你有每天的感受到神爱你，周遭的人爱你，你活在爱中而喜乐，而平安，而快乐吗
？Do you have the joy knowing that God loves you and people around you love you?
如果你没有，很可惜啊，你很难常常喜乐的。
If you don't have that joy, then it's a pity because it's hard for you to find joy in life, and it's hard for you to find peace in life.
我们今天来花这样的时间来更认识神的爱，不是只是知识啊，我希望你感受到的。
So today we spent time trying to understand God's love. I hope this is not just a knowledge, but an experience for you.
我鼓励你回想过去神种种给你的保护恩典，种种的这种一切的好，带着感恩的心，你来向神回应。你从今天开始，你就知道你每天都活在神的爱中。
And think about His past blessings and protections, and then respond to His love with a grateful heart.
我。拥有爱的人才能活出爱啊
Only when you have the love in you, can you live it up?
我们领受神这样的丰盛的爱，你再去看人的时候，你看到其他人，不是他欠你什么或什么不好，而是你看他缺乏了神的爱。
After knowing that we have received so much love from God, and then take a look around at people, maybe you won't complain about those that you don't like. Maybe you can see what they need.
Because
you have love.
圣灵会将神的大爱充满你，而满溢出来。
The Holy Spirit will fill you the love.
你会欢欢喜喜地与他分享神的爱。
So that you can share the love with others.
我们在这父亲节，我们这些啊，在座很多你不是爸爸的哈，这话不只是跟爸爸讲。
In this Father's Day, even though the we know a lot of these words are for fathers, but they're not all for fathers. It's not for fathers only.
我们真是要来领受神的爱。
We should all come to receive God's love.
效法父神，活出他的爱。
And follow our Heavenly Father as an example to live out the love in us.
来，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的神，我们感谢你。
Loving God, we thank you.
你真是越来思想，越来述说你的爱的时候，我们更是被你的爱。所感动，所激励。
When we think about your love and when we talk about your love, we are encouraged by your love.
真是求主来帮助我们来做天父的好儿女。
May you help us to become a good child for you.
帮助我们效法天父，用真爱去爱人。
May you help us to follow your example and love others with the true love from you.
就是全世界的人都知道这世代缺乏父爱。
The whole world knows that this generation is lack of fatherly love.
但那父爱在你天父的，真是在天父的身上，我们看见到了完全的爱。
But in you, we can see the complete fatherly love.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
帮助我们把你的爱带进这个世界。
Help us to bring your love into the world.
感谢赞美主。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
然后前面我们一起唱首诗歌。It was my sin that held him there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
感谢赞美主。